Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. As we continue to learn the halachos of a Ruve Tchumen, that if a person wants to go more than 2,000 amos beyond his city, then he has to make an Erev Tchumen. He has to develop his place of residence 2,000 amos outside the city, which gives him an additional 2,000 amos to go. Now, the halacha is that someone who makes an Eruv Tchumen does not need to put the food in exactly the place that he intends to designate as his new place of residence, that as long as the food is accessible from that place during Bein HaShmashos, again, on Friday evening, the Eruv is valid. Again, Bein HaShmashos is the time in between Shkia, sunset, and Tzeitzak Kochavim. It's a time of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, where we're unsure exactly, is it part of the previous day, or is it part of the next day because it is close to Tzeitzak Kochavim, close to the night time? And generally speaking, when it comes to Shabbos, we assume that you're under some circumstances allowed to perform Isurei Midrabana, things that would otherwise be prohibited on a rabbinic level, on a Midrabana level, you're allowed to do during this time of Bein HaShmashos. So the Mishnah here in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, is going to discuss some applications, again, of this halacha, that at the end of the day, you have to make sure that as long as the food is accessible from that place during Bein HaShmashos on Friday night, then the Erev would be valid. Now, the Mishnah here is going to be starting with a discussion with the case of a tree that is in a Rishus Harav, that is in a public area, and the person wants to establish his residence on the ground next to the tree in the Rishus Harabim, but he put the food on one of the branches of the tree. Says the Mishnah, Nisano Be'ilon Lamala Me'asara Tfachim Ein Eruvo Erev. That if he put the food on a tree and it is above 10 tfachim, the Erev is not a valid Erev Tchumen. And the reason for this is because the food is considered to be in a Rishus Hayachid, being that it's 10 tfachim off the ground. That makes it into a Rishus Hayachid. And therefore, it would be prohibited during Bein HaShmashos, during this time between Shkia and Tzeitzak Kochavim, to bring the food to the place in the Rishus HaRabim that he wants to establish as his residence. Because by doing so, would be taking something from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid, which would be in Nisr D'Araisa. You can't do that during Bein HaShmashos. Therefore, you're not allowed to put it on this tree, 10 tefachim above the ground, because then it's not something that would have been allowed to have taken place during Bein HaShmashos. L'mata me'asar tefachim eruveir, but says the Mishnah. However, if he put the food below 10 tefachim, then it is a valid eruv. Why? Because the food in this case is not in a Rishus HaYachid, rather it's in a Karmelis. And carrying from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim is only prohibited on a midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level. And again, rabbinic prohibitions are lifted during Bein HaShmashos for the sake of making an Erev Tchumen. So therefore, he's allowed to do this, to take the food at the time in order to make the Erev valid. Now we're going to discuss a different type of case where we're dealing with someone who wants to establish his residence in a Karmelis, and he put the food in a Rishus Hayachid, in a private domain. Says the Mishnah, Nisano Babor Afilu Amok Mea Ama Eruve Eruv. That if he put the food in a pit, even if it is 100 amos deep, then in that case, his Eruv is a valid Eruv. That the pit here is considered to be a private area, a Rishus Hayachid, and he wants to establish his residence in the area next to it, which is a Karmelis. Carrying from a Rishus Hayachid, from a private domain, to a Karmelis is only forbidden on a rabbinic level, and therefore, because rabbinic prohibitions are lifted during Bein HaShmashos for the sake of making an Eruv Tchumen, the Eruv is considered to be valid. Now we're going to continue as the Mishnah presents another type of situation in which the food is in a place also next to the intended place of residence. Says the Mishnah, Nisano Berosh Hakona O Berosh Hakundas. That if he placed the food on top of a reed or on top of a pole, and he wants to make his residence next to the reed or next to the pole, says the Mishnah, Bizman Shehu Talush V'Na'ut Afilu Gavomea Amah HaRezeiruv. that as long as the reed had been uprooted from the ground, meaning it can't still be planted in the ground, number one, and number two, it's only stuck in the ground, then even if it is 100 amos high, then it's considered to be a valid Erev. Meaning there's no problem of carrying in this case because the top of the reed or pole is a makom pitur, so we're not worried about the carrying aspect of it, and you're allowed to carry to and from a makom pitur, which is like a very small area on Shabbos, even midrabanan. So that's certainly you're allowed to do. Nevertheless, the Erev is valid only if the reed, if this big stick had been uprooted, because if it were still planted in the ground, then taking the food from it would be prohibited for fear the woman will break a piece off of the reed, which is usher unto the malacha of kotzer. But if the reed is merely stuck in the ground and not planted, then there's no concern, and the Erev would be valid. Now, the last case that we're going to deal with in our Mishnah is a case dealing with a wooden cabinet where the lock is attached to the cabinet by a rope. It says the Mishnah, Nisano b'migdal v'avar hamafteach hareze eruv, that if he put food in a cabinet that was locked up and then he lost the key, says the Mishnah, this is a valid eruv, that although he cannot open the lock on Shabbos itself, he can open the cabinet during Bein HaShemashos by cutting the rope with a knife. As the Bartender points out, cutting the rope on Shabbos is a rabbinic prohibition, also it's usher on a midrabanan level. And like we said, because it's only usher midrabanan, it's lifted during Bein HaShemashos for the purposes of Erev, and therefore it would be a valid Erev. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says, Emeinu yodea shemafteach bemkomo, eino Erev, that if he does not know that the key is in its place, meaning the key might be lost, then it is not a valid Erev, because according to Rabbi Lezer, it is usur to cut the rope with a knife. Therefore, if the key might be lost, the Erev is valid. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, using a knife to cut the rope is forbidden under the halachos of Muktzah. He's more strict when it comes to the halachos of Muktzah because he holds that the kli shemalachtu leheter, meaning an item whose primary use is permitted, may be moved only for that purpose. For example, a knife designated for cutting food may not be used or moved for cutting anything else, including the rope here for the key. And in our Mishnah's case, only a food knife is available. Therefore, as explains the Bartanura, it is impossible to open the cabinet except by committing two rabbinic transgressions. Number one, moving the knife for something other than cutting food, which again is a chumrah of Rabbi Eliezer. And number two, cutting the rope, which would also be Asur Midrabanan, an activity that involves two Isur Midrabanan, is Asur even during Bein HaShemashos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an additional Isur Midrabanan here of this Kli Shemlacht Leheter, of moving a Kli Shemlacht Leheter for another purpose besides for its intended main purpose. And therefore, according to him, it would be Asur to do that Bein HaShemashos, and therefore the Erev would not be valid, according to him. But as the Bartender pointed out, the Halacha is certainly not like him, and he would allow you to cut the rope, because we hold that a Kli Shemlacht Leheter being used for another purpose is not an additional Isur Midrabanan. Continuing now with Perek Yemel, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is going to continue dealing with some cases as they pertain to Erev Tchumen, they're not going to be available during Bein HaShemashos. Says the Mishnah, Nisgalgel Chutz LaTchum, if one placed a food near the edge of his Tchum, approximately almost 2,000 amos from his regular residence, and it rolled out of the Tchum. V'nafalalav Gal O Nisraf, or a pile of rubble fell on the food, or the food was burned, O truma v'nitmes, or if the food was truma, and it became tamei, and therefore may no longer be eaten. Says the Mishnah, what's the halacha in each of these cases? Mi beod yom eino eruv, if this terrible accident occurred when it was certainly still daytime, meaning when it was still Erev Shabbos, it was still Friday, it was not yet Shabbos, then it's not a valid eruv. Why? Because the food could not be accessed, or it could not be eaten during Bein HaShemashos. And again, it's all about its accessibility during Bein HaShemashos. And because this terrible thing happened before Shabbat, before Bein HaShemashos, the Erev is not going to be valid. But if the accident happened after it already become Shabbos, after Bein HaShemashos, after it became dark, then it certainly is a valid Erev, that since the food could be eaten during Bein HaShemashos, the Erev took effect at that time, and it then remains in full force throughout throughout Shabbos, regardless of what happened on Shabbos itself. However, the question now is, what if we're not sure? Did it happen when it was Friday? Did it happen when it was Shabbos? What's the halakha? What exactly happened? Says the Mishnah, Im Safik, if it is unknown whether the accident happened, or really when the accident happened. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda Omrim. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, Hareza chamar gamal. This is like a person driving a donkey and a camel who cannot walk in front of the donkey or behind the camel, but he must only walk in between the two animals. It's a very interesting type of a mashal. As the Bartonura points out, a donkey is driven from behind while a camel is left from the front. Therefore, a person who guides both at the same time must walk in between them. So in our case, the owner may walk only between the Erev and his house. He can't go beyond the Erev because maybe we're besafik. Maybe the Erev would be valid. And you're not allowed to go beyond the house in the opposite direction because the Erev might be valid, right? That they're holding that he, number one, has to go within the 2,000 amos of where the Erev is in case the Erev's valid. But if the Erev's not valid because it happened before Shabbos, then he can only go within 2,000 amos of his house. So he can only go in between his house and the Erev, and that is all. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omen, but Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon disagree and say, no, Safek Erev Kosher, that an Erev that we're unsure of is valid, it is kosher, that since the Erev was known to be allowed and accessible and fit to be eaten, when it was placed there, we assume that it stayed that way through Bein Hashmashos. This is the concept of Chazaka. There's a Chazaka, we assume, that something remained in its original state and has not been changed unless we know with absolute certainty, unless it's a reyes, unless it's a thing that disqualifies the chazaka. But otherwise, we assume that the original state still continued. And therefore, we assume, as according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and that's how we paskin, that it would be a valid erev because of the chazaka. And Rabbi Yossi quotes some proof for his opinion of a Tolmas. That Rav Tolmas attested in the name of the five Chachamim that an Erev that's in a state of Safek is still considered to be kosher. Quick review, the basic premise of Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel was that anything, again, that is only Aser Midrabanan to be done, to be moved during Bein HaShmashos on Friday, is allowed to be used as an Erev on Shabbos. So again, if you put it there from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, that would not be allowed. The Erev would not work if it's in a Rishus HaYachid when you're trying to get from a Rishus HaRabim. Because that'd be Asher Midaraisa. But if it's a Carmelist, if it'll be only Asher Midarabanan, then you would be allowed to place the Erev in that place. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Dala discussed the case where some terrible accident happened to the food where you try to establishing your residence on, and it's unclear when it happened. So if the accident happened, if the food was burned or it became tameh or whatever the case may have been, if it was truma, if it happened on Shabbos itself, then certainly it's going to be a valid erev, because as long as it was around during the Erev Shabbos, during Bein HaShmashos, then we're good. However, if it happened before Shabbos, if it happened during on Friday, then it wasn't valid during Bein HaShmashos, and therefore the erev is not valid. The question, though, is what if it's a specific, what if we're unsure whether it happened on Friday or Shabbos? So he said that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, he's sort of in a tough spot. He can only travel from the house to the Erev, because number one, if it's a valid Erev, then he can only be within 2,000 amos of the Erev. If it's not a valid Erev, then he can only be within 2,000 amos of the house, so he has to stay there. But then according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that's how we paskin, it's a suffix, and because of the rules of Chazaka, we assume that it is kosher, because that's what it was originally. Have a great day.